Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to our show. My name is Deborah Rose, and I'm your host on Circle Talk. Circle Talk is one of the shows featured on CSNP, Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast. CSNP has a lineup of rotating shows throughout each month. Mondays feature Lunatic Mondays with host Laura Gonzalez, and she alternates her shows in English and Spanish each different week. It can't be Tuesday without Circle Talk, and I continue to be the host for this fun discussion show on the first and third Tuesdays of each month. Wednesdays features nature spirituality with none other than Selena Fox. Are you in the mood for some magic? Then you'll want to tune in on Thursday for Moon Magic with Jeanette and David Ewing. We have such a fun and informative lineup of shows, and we hope you try them all. Tonight, we're in for a musical treat. We're going to be listening to the music and talking with Alexander James Adams. A professional musician for over 40 years, Alex has always used magic in his performances to transform and inspire his listeners into states of being and realms of desire that leave them changed for the better. Using stories and songs of antiquity, he creates places where the audience can find their unspoken secrets and address them with new inspiration. With 20 albums, a few spoken word stories, and many collaborations with other musicians, Alexander applies transformative magic to his work in hopes of changing things that need to be changed. Mythologies. He assumes the mantle of warlock as an agent of free will and a defender of personal truth. Not an oath breaker in the traitorous way, but in the transformative way. He will work in and with the dark in order to see the light and show others the path. Transformation is a specialty of his. Due to having a 20-year career as singer-songwriter, Heather Alexander, and he has now celebrated 15 years on the path of consort to the goddess as a male performer. He works with a caliber of musicians such as S.J. Tucker and Betsy Tenney and the band Tricky Pixie, and has recorded in Abbey Road Studio, London, with Fox & Moore. It is his deepest desire to inspire his audience to find their inner truth and bring it into life, realize their dreams, and empower their own personal magic. Workshops on the history and personal interpretation of the path of the warlock, he hopes to find more practitioners who are willing to defend and empower personal truth with personal responsibility. When not visiting music, when not performing music, visiting friends, or holding workshops, he spends his time in the Great Northwest with two pit bulls, three black cats, and the most wonderful witch for his lady love. They all snuggle up in a 30-foot RV ready to go wherever the wind takes them. To find out more about Alex and his music, visit his webpage at www.fairytaleminstrel.com. That's S-A-E-R-I-E. TALEMINSTRELL.com or visit his Facebook page at facebook.com/AlexanderJamesAdams. You can support Alex's music for his Patreon page, and that's at www.patreon.com/AlexanderJamesAdams or find his music on AlexanderJamesAdams@bandcamp.com. Let's welcome Alex to Circle Talk and hear some fabulous music. Welcome, Alex.
Hey, Deborah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Well, I'm a big fan of your music, so I'm very, very excited. And it's been several years since we've had you on Circle Talk. And this past year, exactly, with the pandemic, has hopefully you and your family have been safe through this past year.
Yes, we've actually been very, very blessed. I hang out a lot with Betsy Teddy from Tricky Pixie. She's been letting me be a couch potato for a while now. And we survived pretty darn well during COVID. I had two double knee replacements like 2 days before they shut all the hospitals down, kicked everybody out. Yeah, so I was sitting on the edge of my bed with a guitar on my lap and doing online concerts and saying hi to everybody through Patreon and Facebook, and that's how I survived last year. And bless every one of my, because they were there, and I made it through, and here I am today.
Good for you. It's funny. I've interviewed other people, and they've either been in one or two camps. Either they really enjoyed, not financially, but creatively, the time off the road to be able to time to create more and have long blocks of time they have to be anywhere, or other ones say they thought they'd be really busy and they ended up doing nothing. But they need that constant go in order to be creative. So it's kind of interesting to see how people handle this, the pandemic. But things are starting to opening up more. You know, hopefully you'll get back to concerts and festivals, and hopefully this next year you'll see more of that come up.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely. That's what I was so happy to get an RV for, and I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if that 30-foot RV of mine doesn't show up at Circle Sanctuary at some point or other next year.
All right, that'd be great. Well, let's start off and give your listeners a taste of your music, and we'll talk about the song in a minute. But we're going to play "Sowin" by Alex James Adams.
For the veil is thin and the spirit white, the crone is carrying harvest child. Sowin, turn away, run ye back to the light of day. Sowin, hope and pray, all ye meet are the gentle fay. Blessing come to this land. Sowin, turn away, run ye back to the light of day. Sowin, hope and pray, all ye meet are a gentle face of then turn away, run ye back to the light of day. Solve and hope and pray, all ye meet on the gentle way.
So, that is wonderful. Tell us about that song, Alex.
Well, I have a choice because of my heritage. I could go either Irish or Scottish, and I chose the Scottish pronunciation of Sovin only because it was just phonetically, it's a prettier word to sing given that construction of that song. So that's why I did that. And it was also, I designed it because I do a lot of, Scottish games and such like that. And I wanted to find a way to introduce the real concept of Halloween, you know, to people that perhaps weren't quite on board. So.
Great. You know, on the introduction, I gave everybody your webpage and your Facebook page, but I noticed you also had a Patreon page, which I love. I think that is great. It gives listeners and the people the ability to support patrons that they, support musicians that they really care for. It typically doesn't cost a whole lot of money. Tell us about your Patreon page.
Yes. Well, and there again, that was one of the main reasons why I survived all last year between my online concerts and my Patreon. Yeah, my Patreon is really the thing that keeps me going monthly. And one of the blessings is it's not about how much each person puts in. It's about how many people do it, because at $1 is the bottom line for my Patreon per month. So that's $12 a year, but you add all the people up and it'll get my bills paid, because then if I'm doing that, then all I have to do is sit in my studio and do my music. And I have to say that is a joy and a dream that has just come true for me. And it's all been because of the Patreon page. So it is a great thing. And you can do several of them, and it's like, you can do 10 different artists and it only costs you $10 a month, which I would think would be fabulous.
Right.
And every one of those artists is sitting there going, yes, thank you. It was brilliant. I'm glad they came up with it, because we haven't come any farther really from the Renaissance time when all artists need Patreons anyway.
Absolutely. That's what I like about it. It feels like an ancient tradition that we used to do, but it used to be only very wealthy people could be supporters. And now, like you said, everyone can. And what are some of the perks of your Patreons? I heard you mention you do online concerts.
Yes, I do online concerts. And the second level, the $5 level, the first dollar level just gets you the usual whatever I've posted that month. And I try to do at least something, either a song or a video or just a little do-to-do. And then the level for $5, you'll get free downloads of any of the online concerts that I've done that month. And I try to do one concert. Yeah, so at least you'll get at least usually one concert a month that I've done online. So if you didn't catch it when it was on, because I do it on Twitch, so it only stays up on Twitch for like about a week at a time. And if it disappears, it doesn't matter. You'll get it later that month, and you can download it and watch it whenever you like for as many times as you like. And then let's see, for the 10, the 10 gives you a backlog. I have like a little. It's like how much of the Patreon can you access, versus according to the levels that you go. And I think the $10 level accesses you almost back to the original first month of Patreon, which was like in 2000, 17, 18. And so that gives you access to all the stuff that's happened since.
That's really nice.
And then the $20, which is the top perk level, is where there's a VIP meeting. Once a month, there's a Zoom meeting. And everybody gets on, and we all sit around and chat for an hour and, just talk about whatever.
I think that's great. Like I said, I think it's something that, you're right, it feels very Renaissance and to support artists. And so, yeah, I encourage all of our listeners, as you listen to Alex's music tonight and you're a fan, besides going to Bandcamp and purchasing music, go to his Patreon page. And for, a cup of coffee at McDonald's, you can support him. So so I think that's absolutely great.
Actually, less.
Huh? I didn't hear you.
I said it's actually less than a cup of coffee at McDonald's, and
you
to keep.
I don't drink coffee.
you don't get to keep the coffee for very long. It gets cold and it's no fun to drink after that. But you can keep the song forever. So.
Yeah, there you go. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, let's play some more music. We're going to play "He of the Sid." She? All right. I can't read my writing. Thanks.
It's okay. Right. It's Gaelic. You know, they always add extra letters.
All right.
By winter's light on solstice night, I watch the wild hunt go. With silver bells and savage yells, my frozen heart laid low. I watched them ride to the mortal side, but I never tried to leave. I fenced a band of fairyland, forever there to grieve. The hunting horn and the sun reborn called them from human ground. The fairy queen caused quite a scene with the artifact she found. A little wooden fiddle that she stole from mortal man. She played with glee so perfectly, as only fairies can. That simple song before too long made my whole body shake. For deep inside, no more to hide, my soul was now awake. The fairy chain that bound my pain was shattered by her tune. My frozen heart would break apart, I had to get out soon. Be it carved from out the finest wood and strung with silver string, only mortal trust or fairy dust can make a fiddle sing. Then suddenly her majesty gazed at me cold and hard. I'd like to know where you would go, my humble hapless bard. The world out there is cruel to bear, but if you need to be free, prove that you can, my mortal man, play better than the she. Challenge great, all bets were laid, she beckoned on to me. I took a little fiddle, and I held it tenderly, remembering the painful thing from which I've run away. I made a choice with this new voice to face it here today.
Of that called Fairy Queen, which as I was enjoying my previous incarnation of Heather Alexander, that was my song then, and it was a and so this was kind of the, well, let's do it from the different perspective.
That is very clever.
The first one was all about, you know, dueling the Fairy Queens for the true love that she had stolen from the girl, and I thought, well, I'll just kind of do this a little bit different, and it actually worked out better because I use it as a way of explaining who I am and what I've done and why I'm here. And because the story that we put forth when, as it was, Heather was going to retire her career, we put forth the story that Heather was a changeling herself and that she really wasn't a mortal human being. And so she got tired of humans, like fairies are wont to do, and ran back to Fairyland, and when she came back to Fairyland, of course, they booted me back out into the human realm. I was the stolen child that was taken in her place.
All right.
So that was how that was. Yeah, and that's the thing, is with the Irish Celtic, you know, mythology, I realized that changelings were the perfect answer to explain to children, you know, why all of a sudden their beloved, you know, favorite musician is disappeared, and here's this guy in her place.
Very clever and beautiful, beautiful music. You know, I notice a lot of instruments. What? How many instruments do you play? What instruments do you play?
Well, I play fiddle like a second voice. That's my first and strongest instrument. And then after that would probably come guitar and then mandolin and the occasional penny whistle when I'm lucky. And thing that makes noise like a drum. If it's a drum, I can smack it and make noise on it and keep rhythm. So there's that. And then I do a lot. Lately, I've done a lot of work with keyboard, with MIDI work. So a lot of times I'm doing big, you know, almost orchestral type stuff, but I'm doing it on the MIDI and letting the computer kind of play it for me, because that was the only thing I didn't have was piano skills. That's why I work with Fox and Mork. He's got the piano skills. Fox has the piano skills, so he can do. I can tell him, can you do this, and he'll just do it. I'm like, oh, it's so great to work with you. So yeah.
Great. Well, I want to hear play a song, and I can't wait to talk to you about it because this is a favorite of mine. I want to we're going to play now Warlock. Oh.
Wahaha.
To do what's right for me, I swear to keep my spirit free, not hold true what feels like lies, to not be bound by others' lies. I'll be deception through and through, I'll find it in myself and you. I'll do what's right against what is writ, and not just go along with it. What I need to be, to tread the dark when none can see, listen to the winds of change, words of war I will exchange. I swear to risk all bonds of class, to pay for free will in man. I stand against my chief and tall, what is sworn in danger's all.
Workshops on it. I started researching on it long before I actually came up with that song, but the song was kind of the extension of the research I'd done. I always loved the name, and of course everybody was always wagging their finger at me going, oh, you don't want to be a warlock, warlock and bad guy, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, did you ever, you know how that is where you get something in your mind and you have everybody telling you one thing and you sit and go, nope, you're not right. There's a lot of you telling me
right.
This, but I still don't feel like you're right. So I went out and I did the etymology research on the word, and there's not actually a lot of history on it that's easy to find. The term is mostly the first time they find it coined. It was coined by in 500 CE by a bunch of monks and they were using it to describe the people that they had gotten to, you know, come over to the ways of Christianity. And they all swear, you know, under the name of Jesus and all that. But then Beltane comes by and they're like, whoops, we got to go out and build the bonfires and dance. And they're like, no, you can't do that. You're oath breaking. And so that's where that started. And people have kind of used it to their own political uses since. But there's an older, even farther back etymology, which is more suspicious, I think, of the actual source, is Vardlokkr, which is out of the Norse language, and it is an invoker or singer of spells. And I was like, that makes more sense to a musician who practices magic on his stage while he's enchanting you with his song.
Right.
That works. You know, so that was why I was really resounding with it. And I thought, you know, the girls have done it with witch, and they've brought that word back, so it doesn't mean like an ugly old green-faced woman with warts all over her nose anymore.
Right.
We can do the same with warlock. And there again, with all the different concepts that it was, there's a possibility that when you had a tribe and you had a priest and a war master and a chieftain, those three would run the power of the tribe. If you have all those positions being run by one person, that makes them very, very dangerous.
Right.
And that would be a really decent idea of a warlock. And there are concepts of when you've got a tribe of people and you've made a deal with another tribe, a warring tribe, and it's like, say you have to like break a, you know, you have to do something against what your tribe believes in to get along with them so that they don't kill you. You can, a lot of times, the ones that were like, no, we can't sign up for this, we can't sign up with this, they would take one of those leaders and they would break off and they would run off on their own while the rest of the tribe got interfaced and joined up with the other one. They'd break off, and the one that led them was called the warlock because he was the one that broke the oath and said, nope, we're not going to sign up with you. We're out of here.
Oh, that's cool.
And I kept thinking of it more and more, and I thought, you know, there's been times in my life where I've had to choose between an honor-bound loyalty to someone and the absolute truth of it. You know, and if the person that I have been honor bound and loyal to has done something heinous or really wrong, I'm gonna have to turn around and say, nope, I'm sorry. This, you know, I'm not gonna go with this one. I'm gonna break oath here, and I'm gonna do what's true, not what you think ought to be done. So there you go.
Is this a word that you identify with being with male, or is this just a word that's interchangeable? Traditionally has meant female. Nowadays it means any gender. What is warlock for you?
Well, I would be quite the hypocrite if I said no girls allowed.
There you go.
I wondered if
you were trying to create the persona of like it's a male witch or
no? Nah. I mean, it starts. That's one of the definitions in the book. Yeah, it's more about what you're doing. And I look at it as a style of witch or magical practitioner. That's, you know, kind of like sorcerer is a kind of a practitioner. Necromancer is another kind. So warlock is this kind. This you know, division of a pagan practitioner who uses power, uses magic, and is pretty much a defender of free will and the truth as best as can be represented.
Yeah.
So that could be anybody's gender.
Yeah, I like I said, I really, really like it. You know, I'll know deception through and through. I'll find it in myself and you. It's a really really strong song. Did it take you very long to write it? What was your inspiration behind it?
Well, it happened shortly after my transition. So there again, I was looking at that going, you know, I've pretty much broken a lot of rules already.
Right. There you go.
I just basically thumbed my nose at that, at what I was created with originally, and said, nope, I'm going to change this to my own will. And it was that started it. But there were other things. I'm a quadruple Scorpio, so that tells you right there. I'm always looking for trouble.
There you go. There you go. Well, we're going to play another song that I really, really, because I love vampires, Fang into Vain.
This guy doesn't, yeah, he doesn't sparkle.
Yeah, yeah. All right, and you're going to, and then we'll talk about it. So here is Fang into Vain.
Dark of the store, you stand in the entrance way, sing and war. You fled from your fears, you came to my hall. I smell your hot tears, so I answer your call. Your new ones before. Come lay back your head, it means nothing to me.
when your blood turns to dust. You'll surrender what's real.
I love, love, love that song. Tell me about it. It's really funny. I feel like you go from happiness and sunlight and fairies right into vampires and darkness. All over. Your music is like everything. It's wonderful.
Thank you. I think it's because I got ADD.
Tell us about this song.
Well, I like you. I love vampires. I love the dark monsters. They're all cool. Like I said, this guy's old school. I like the idea of, you know, vampires actually having vulnerability. I think that's a good thing. I had to write this because I wanted it. I wanted some deep, dark, scary, sexy song. So like, yeah, I mean, it's one of the things about music that you can do is, for, you know, that 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes, you can be whatever you want. You know, as a songwriter, you can just create anything you want. And so every so often I indulge in the dark side because they have cookies. So, you know, hey.
Oh yeah. And I love the lyric. I think it says you can't live it forever and not go insane. It's just really, really clever.
Well, I do kind of, you know, sometimes I think I could, you know, I wish I could live forever, but it would be difficult after a while because, yeah, I think you would actually kind of lose a little bit of your sanity. I think that's how that
Absolutely.
Works. We're meant to have mortality to keep us in appreciation of the life force that we have. You know,
Absolutely.
Without that comparison, you know, you just can't appreciate what you have without the comparison. So,
well, I know you have to leave us early tonight. Before you go, as you leave, we're going to be playing a song. I want you to tell me about Magna Drago, your dragon song.
Okay. Yes, Magna Drago is that. Talk about a fantasy. I always wanted to do one of these too. That was. First started on the Patreon, and as a matter of fact, the album it comes from is Dream Tales and was it Dream Tunes and Dragon Tales? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's pretty much most of the album is made up of songs that were on my Patreon, and Magna Drago was one of them. I've been doing a lot of listening to the Nordic music, you know, Faun and. Hovindorovan and those guys, and I wanted to write something like that, and so I just set myself up to do it, and I did a little bit of research, and for those of you that don't quite catch the Latin in it, there's Latin in the beginning, and basically I saw it as some guys descending down into a cave and summoning a dragon and asking him, you know, beseeching him, basically, and the words translated are, "Great dragon, I beseech you, sear my wounds, let my screams become your breath. Lift me on the wind of my will, let me burn my shadows to ash. Let me rise triumphant on my glory."
All right. Well, and then we will catch up again soon.
All righty. Thank you so much for letting me be on the show. I'm sorry I have to run.
No, we'll talk to you soon. And we are now going to play Magna Drago. If you would like to support Alex's music for his Patreon page, You can go to www.patreon.com/AlexanderJamesAdams. I can buy his music at Bandcamp. And then you also can go to his Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AlexanderJamesAdams. And besides him, Alex, I'd like to thank David, our sound engineer, for his technical expertise. And finally, I'd like to thank all of you out there, our listeners, for your continued support of all of our shows here on Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast, or CSNP. Our next Circle Talk will be November 2nd, which is actually the Day of the Dead. So we're going to have a podcast with Reverend Laura Gonzalez, and she is a Circle Sanctuary minister, and she's going to be telling us about Dia de Muertos, or the Day of the Dead, and she's going to share ancient and contemporary traditions and customs for honoring the dead in this indigenous Mexican festival. So please come back. It's going to be a lot of fun. I look forward to being with you all again. And we're going to, we're going to have a little mini concert with music from Alexander James Adams. So thank you, everyone, and I will see you again. Blessed be.
Out all the time.
Joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcast, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.